A doctor needs a girl, a strange kind of girl, at the end of a weary day. A strange sort of bell who'll listen to him tell of the crocs he had seen that day. A doctor needs a wife, a strange kind of wife, and a girl who's not hard to please. A girl with perfect tone as she talks upon the phone, and a woman who's free of disease. Some medicine she may require, like Geritol, if blood should tire. She may complain of aches and pain, despite organic signs you find. It's all in her mind. Yes, a doctor's wife is a strange sort of mammal, composed of cells of patience, understanding, and a God-given gift for raising children by herself. She comes in only one size, one shape, one coloring, and that happens to be the one which is always just right. Yes, a doctor's wife is an adorable creature. No extraordinary woman she, but rather she strives to be average. If she excels in anything, it's in the art of keeping meals warm. She loves bridge, golf, antiques, gossip, little babies, and two martinis are always one too many. She loathes dieting, girdles, exercises, birthdays, woman driver jokes, PTA, and auxiliary meetings. She never has anything to wear, and never enough closets to hang them in. Her checkbook never balances, and it's always the mistake of the bank. She can lie for you over the phone and be brutally frank to your face. Yes, a doctor's wife is a lovable woman. And deep down in her heart, she knows there is really only one capable, loyal, honest doctor, and that's her husband. A doctor needs a home, his own kind of home, and to make this dream come true. A doctor needs a girl, his own kind of girl. My kind of girl.